So if any of you are like yelling, oh my gosh, go see a specialist. Yes, yes, that is what I'm doing.
Welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Fortune. The girl that says, it's not my disability, it's my different ability. We are going to dig deep every week discussing the challenges, the struggles, the successes and wins with being different. We will bring you inspiring and motivating stories and messages of people with different abilities that are living their best lives the way they were created. Are you ready? I know I am. Let's do this.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host and friend, Katie Fortune. You may or may not have noticed if you've been listening to some past episodes, but and or now, my voice sounds a little weird, things feel a little off, and that's what I'm going to talk to you today about. Give you a little update, and then chat about a really important, awesome thing this month. You know, why not? Let's dig into it. Okay, I'm just going to give you a little health update. I've been like dealing with some lung issues and breathing issues for far too long. Unfortunately, at this recording, I do not have any answers, but about a year ago in March, I ended up getting COVID, yes, that, for the first and only time, knock on wood, which is kind of remarkable if you think about it, but I got it. Thankfully, my case wasn't terrible, but we were also in the middle of a remodel, and there's a lot of dust and dirt and debris. Walking through all of that every day wasn't great. Fast forward a bit, I went out to Colorado for our 1 year anniversary and breathing was hard, but yes, I know it's Colorado, so I'm going to have a hard time breathing. I'm going from 1,000 feet above sea level in Wisconsin to 13,000 feet above sea level when I was in Colorado. So that was a shock, but this last year it was worse than it's ever been. So I was like, this is weird. I've never had this much trouble breathing in Colorado before. Like, it is hard, don't get me wrong, and I'm a lot slower out there. Like, I walk around slow and take deep breaths, but it was just different. It was actually really frustrating. So then fast forward more, I kept having more problems. I ended up not going to the gym. I haven't been to the gym in a long time because it was so hard to breathe. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? Going into fall last year, I ended up in the ER for a bunch of different reasons. Actually urgent care, I guess. We were focusing on something totally different, but I did talk about my breathing. They checked my lungs. They said everything's fine, that you must just have asthma. Never had asthma in my life, but I was like, okay. They gave me an inhaler and I left. Actually, I think they did request a lung test at that point too. Oh, no. I called back in saying this inhaler is not working. Things aren't getting better. This is like a while later. And they just continued to get worse. And then I called in and then they got me a lung test. I'm not going to lie. I don't really know what ever happened with that test. I mean, supposedly everything was okay other than they said I need an inhaler. I don't know. They just kind of brushed that under the rug. It was a little frustrating. But, you know, here I am advocating for myself. It's what you got to do the rest of your life. It's literally a lifelong thing. And there might have been some other things in there. I don't honestly remember all of my health journey. I should. It's terrible. I know. But then recently, I went to a different doctor appointment just for a checkup, normal stuff. And literally just this week, it has just gotten horrendous. Also in the meantime, because we were also in another remodel, thank God we're not walking through it. But again, dust and things like that happen. I was just so sick of having such a struggle breathing and wheezing, and every time I took a breath, I just literally would be wheezing and couldn't get a full breath in, and it was so freaking frustrating. I ended up buying a Dyson air purifier. If anyone knows, those are not inexpensive, but I was desperate because I'm like, I need to breathe, and we need to get this air clean in this house. I don't know what's going on. Then, recently, this last week, sorry, I'm jumping all over. Like I said, I was at a doctor appointment. I was at a sales meeting and things like that. And people actually called me out on my breathing. Like, people I don't see often. So that was eye-opening, but also embarrassing. Because it's like, I'm already self-conscious of like why I can't breathe. I can't figure anything out. the inhaler doesn't help at all. Believe me, it does not help at all. And that's also frustrating. So just a few days ago, I decided that I needed to get into urgent care when I woke up in the morning and I had chest pain and I had upper back pain. And I was like, what in the heck is going on? And my husband has said to me a couple times that, you know, in the middle of the night, he would hear me like wheezing really bad. And a few nights ago, he's like, I literally like heard gargling almost in your like lungs when you're breathing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, when will this stop? I also want to make it very clear, this episode has taken so long to record because every few seconds I have to pause, take a deep breath, or pause and cough. So there's a lot of editing happening on this episode. Anyways, long story short, I swear I'm going to wrap this up. I went to urgent care the other day, a couple days ago. They ran a bunch of tests. No COVID, no pneumonia, no influenza A or B, no RSV, no blood clots. Heart's doing good. X-rays look good. My lungs look like as good as they can. There's no pneumonia or anything in them, which is great news. But that leaves me here. Like, why am I still wheezing? Why am I still having a problem? Also, I should say that the doctor appointment I went to the day before I went to the ER or urgent care, she did put in a like request for me to see pulmonary. So if any of you are like yelling, oh my gosh, go see a specialist. Yes, yes, that is what I'm doing. That is what I'm going for. But it takes a very long time to get in. And don't get me wrong, I questioned it, everything. I called them. I'm like, why can't I get in sooner? They gave me the spiel. And again, then the next morning I woke up and everything was worse. So I just wanted to make sure there wasn't other issues that needed to be taken care of. But the good news is all of those tests will be sent to the pulmonary people and then they can take a look at all of that before I come in and get more tests done, I'm sure. Why am I telling you this? Well, because doing a YouTube show and a podcast is very, very difficult when you have trouble breathing. It's actually horrendous. Like some of the episodes I've been having with guests, I have myself on mute most of the time when they're talking because I'm coughing or trying to breathe, not trying to wheeze on the mic. It's just, it's such a hassle. And I'm not telling you this to be like, oh, poor Katie. No. I'm just letting you know, like, I've been a little MIA. People see me in public and some days I'm not my normal chipper self because walking up a flight of stairs, sometimes I literally can hardly do it. It's not great. But I forgot to say, duh. Sorry, you're probably like, what are you doing? What am I doing about it? I forgot. I totally forgot that the ER doctor, urgent care doctor, whatever you want to call them, did prescribe me some steroids for like 9 days, which I'm taking currently. And I don't love doing things like that, but it has been helping. I can tell throughout the day I'm getting more tired and exhausted. I'm supposed to be resting. I'm not doing very good at that, but I'm working on it. So right now, hopefully the steroids keep helping and then we'll see what the next steps are when I can finally get into pulmonary and maybe get some of this stuff figured out. I will say I also did a really deep dive on alternative options for helping clear lungs and helping getting your lungs healthy again. And I'm starting to take a few of those options. Been doing a lot of research and I'm kind of excited to try the one and it just came today. So started doing that and we'll see what comes of that as well. That was supposed to be a really quick update, but because I have to pause and cough every 5 seconds, it's gotten to be a very long update. I apologize. Now, what I really want to talk to you about and celebrate here is March is Women's History Month, and I am so excited for that. I mean, I celebrate women and people all over, not just women, but this month we are celebrating women, and I'm so pumped about it. And I'm just giving you a lead into next week's episode because I have the best guest on. She not only is just such a cool chick and is totally who she is and is not apologetic about it, I freaking love her. We are new internet friends, but I will meet her in person someday. We've already talked about it. We're coming up with some ideas. So I thought that she would be a great addition to our March episodes. And honestly, the episode I already recorded, it's actually already posted. I mean, scheduled, I should say. And she late made me laugh. She literally called me out on things that I was saying. In a great way, by the way. It's very entertaining. And she schooled me on something too. Like, she got me on something I do a lot. And, oh, I'm so grateful that she called it out and said, knock it off. Literally, she didn't say that. But she should have. She could have. And I read between the lines. So get your hearts ready for next week. Be sure to subscribe. Happy Women's History Month. Let's celebrate all the women in our lives and around the world. Because women are cool. We are amazing. And the world needs some really awesome, amazing women standing up for themselves, not playing small, speaking up for themselves, not staying quiet because keeping the peace doesn't actually keep the peace. And let's stop glorifying working 24/7 and glorifying this nonsense of hustle culture. If you can read between my lines, or I'm just going to tell you right now, those last few little snippets there, that is what you should look forward to in the upcoming episodes from me. But next week, go listen to the episode with my new friend Angela, and you're going to love it. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Wow, can you believe it? It's already done. Another episode is complete. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you want more, head on over to katiefortune.com/podcast. There you will find a link to all of the different Ability Podcast episodes, along with where you can join the exclusive Different Ability Podcast Facebook group. Lastly, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or family member. And I would love it if you left a 5-star review. The more reviews and ratings we get, the more incredible stories we can share each week. And remember, it's not your disability, it's your different ability. Are you ready to share it with the world?